Just about the midway point of training camp football on a Sunday. Why not? Broncos back on the field this morning for what was another rest day for a handful of the team's veterans. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and here are three things you need to know from today's practice. The team will put out the first depth chart of the season Monday, and while head coach Gary Kubiak urged people not to read into it too much, it could give an indication of how much some guys will play against the Seahawks, which thankfully that game is getting close.
Real football is right around the corner, you know. It would be good to go out there and play against another team, you know, tired of beating up on your own guys, seeing the same stuff. Now you really want to go out there and compete and show that it's paying off every day.
I think that's the fine line in this business. When you get into preseason, you can't sit here and say, well, we're going to play our ones for 12 play. You know, our ones, you might be talking about three or four guys on offense right now. So we're going to separate it by player. But I see CJ as a guy who needs to play more than Peyton Manning does. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he's a very young player. So we'll see. I'll put play counts on him.
Cody Latimer has been on the field a ton this camp, and he's taken advantage of it. Latimer's approach in year two is radically different than a year ago, and it's showing.
I mean, I just need to have confidence in myself. Last year I was down, was always nervous about getting in the huddle with Peyton and not wanting to mess up. This year, just like, go out there and play fast. You know, if you mess up, you mess up. As long as you're playing fast and, you know, keep making plays.
That kid's run more than anybody on this football team for the last how long we've been here now, a year. But he runs a lot, so he's wore down. But when he freshens up, you know, you can watch him. When he's fresh in practice, things are good, things are sharp. And he's a vastly improved player, you know, from OTAs to now, and that's what we need.
The Broncos have signed an undrafted college free agent to the active roster 11 years in a row. Kenny Ananicki isn't a rookie, but he wasn't drafted either, and is playing like he's making up for the time lost last year on IR.
Well, first of all, what I worked on, the main thing that Coach Kubiak talked to me about, he said, I've got all the tools, everything is there, just to hold weight, you know, because we moved from a 4'2 to a 3'4 now. So I've gained, since last offseason, gained about, 12 pounds. So I'm about 272 pounds now, 273, you know, so that's pretty good weight. And I'm holding down that 3, holding down the 4, you know, so, and then just I maintain my speed. Gotten bigger, I've gotten stronger, I've gotten faster, you know. So just using that, implementing everything that Coach Kolar is teaching me, you know, right there on the field, learning from my guys like Malik Jackson, Derek Wolfe, you know, and everything that DeMarcus Ware has taught me too, and bringing that on the inside, so to help make myself unstoppable.